Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Drive sa Makati. Daming one way eh. Please na. Yeah. Mag-intro song ka lang.
Parara-para!
Alali Show, welcome to another...
Leche ka!
We're on the road right now. Don't worry, I'm holding the microphone. Rico's driving. But yeah, so...
Well.
We recorded our leche ka, or our regular mix in the car, and we're doing this while driving, while she's driving me back home. We just had some coffee, man. Where did we go?
We went to Curator first and then to Yardstick, but we just wanted to say hi kasi sarado na pala sila. And then we went to Habitual Coffee.
Yeah, so a different kind of leche ka today. So if it's your first time here, you know, you can go listen to our regular mixes, but you can listen to this as well. This is where we normally read your leche fan mail, answer your guys' questions. We don't have many today. Actually, we don't really, I don't even know if we have any, but we do have an email which I will read while Rika's driving.
Pero ano, traffic update kunwari. Nandito na po tayo kasalukuyan sa Valero Street at go na po, green na po. Napakaraming mga nasa labas, ngunit sila ay naka-face shield at face mask. Oo, na overpriced nga pala.
Oo nga, Farmali! tapos ano, mag-GCQ na daw tayo soon. And we're opening the borders.
Uy!
Nakabukas na daw yung mga borders.
Saan ba tagalog ng border?
Hindi ko alam. Gilid ng bansa.
Bukas na daw yung gilid ng bansa.
Anyway, let's see. Let's say hello to some people on Leche Fan Mail. This one from Dan. Dan reads, "Hi, Rika and JC. I'm Dan, an avid listener of THHS. I started mid-2020. Pandemic listener. In the height of COVID and work from home set up. I just want you guys to know that I genuinely enjoy listening to your conversations and knowing what you did for the week. You make me feel like I'm part of your friendship."
Aww. Wala kami friendship eh.
Magkasawa.
Listen to the latest episode.
You'll understand the reference. "I hope your podcast fan base grows bigger. My question for the two of you is, when was the last time you felt genuinely happy and what was it about? Thank you and I'll visit Rika's 1C soon. Best, Dan." When was the last time you felt genuinely happy?
Since you mentioned it already, it's when we opened our little coffee counter. I was just thinking about it the other day. It was a dream. It was always just a dream.
It was just a dream.
Mahuhuli tayo kasi nasa yellow box na tayo. Pero hindi ko pero go. Alam mo 'yon? Alam mo yung go, 'di ba? Pero sa sobrang traffic, masastuck ka sa yellow box. So pag nag-stop na eventually, you're in the yellow box, which means pwede kang mahuli.
Yeah. Actually, I ranted about this on my solo podcast. Kasi I recorded while driving home from Pampanga. Okay. So endless. I ranted about all the shit that I hate on the road. Let me know if you relate to this. So I talked about yung, di ba sa rearview mirror nasa NLEX ka, nakikita mo yung sinong ano eh, yung who's going way really fast. Para siyang ano, sa movie, yung di ba pag kontrabida, hinahabol yung bida, nakikita, they focus the camera on the rearview mirror and you can see, oh shit, you're gonna get hit in the back by a car. I said, I hate that shit on the NLEX. Yung hindi sila ano, like they really want to go past everyone. It's crazy. Yeah. It's scary. So I was like, fuck.
Dominic Toretto, that yun, shit.
And I also hate, I told the story about, I was driving onto, from Manila, papuntang Pampanga, on the way to the NLEX. Tapos may mga, parang potholes sa gitna.
Sa NLEX?
Hindi sa NLEX, pero papuntang NLEX. Okay. They have like, mga, in the middle of the road, there's like a little construction thing. Okay. Pero walang reflector, walang ilaw. It's just like a cone, bro.
What the fuck?
I hate that shit, man.
Tapos mamaya, wala na. Sira na yung gulong mo.
Yeah. So anyway, so there you go.
Yeah,
Rika's
so
answer.
Me, it was when we opened our little coffee counter. Like I said before, it was just something that I daydream about. And I don't know if I manifested that shit or whatever, if I just kept on just thinking about it and then it happened. But the thing is, it's just, naisip ko nga eh, that before we opened the coffee counter, yes, it was a struggle. Of course, there was some sort of like, you know, syempre, there's work that's cut out for you, obviously. But it was not, parang there's no resistance, you know what I mean? Mm. It was just tuloy-tuloy lang, but it was a lot of work. And, you know, right now, I'm not saying like, oh, I know everything about, you know, opening coffee counter or whatever. It's just that every single day you learn something new, which I love. You know, I love encountering like different problems or like different things that you have to solve. So for me, it's really exciting and genuinely meeting different people from all walks of life. It's practicing my interpersonal skills, interpersonal communication skills.
I used to do that all the time when I worked a customer service job, didn't I? Because you really, and it's really about, especially it's something as intimate as 1C coffee. Yeah. Where you have to, where it's like, it's, you talk to the people, especially during a pandemic. I think people just crave for any sort of interaction, human interaction, that maybe we took for granted before. But I remember doing it in the movie theater, I would always ask people like, what are you watching? And then if they, you know, if they say a movie and then I know the actors of the movie, I'll say, oh, have you seen blah, blah, blah? I really enjoyed doing that before. I know. Have you seen blah, blah, blah? Have you seen this movie from this actor?
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like just hearing people like talk about their shit. Answer for me. What am I? What's genuinely happy? When I make money, bro.
That's true.
Yeah, I got a few VO gigs this month, which is really cool. Not, and I mean, besides the ano tawag dito? Besides the sex tape na audiobook.
Whoa. People might like take that out of context.
The audiobook na.
Uy, sabi kaya, no right turn on red light.
Diba?
Ay, bad kayo. Ay, nako.
Sige, gano'n nga.
Kasi I'm holding up the traffic. Yeah. I'm sorry, but I'm just following the rules.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I mean, that's, I guess, when I'm happy lately. Yeah. When I'm getting gigs or projects, which I wasn't expecting. Yeah. Usually that's an, actually that's like our line of work anyway, right? Freelancer. Cause you never know when you're gonna get work outside of our regular job. I feel happy when I get inquiries. Just inquiries. Get inquiries. Okay. I'm like, oh yeah, man. We love you. We want you. You feel wanted.
You feel wanted.
Right?
So actually, you know what? Just thinking about, because you know, remember there's that one, TikTok account where they ask you if you're happy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's their content. I know, but it's such a hard thing to answer.
Yeah.
Right? Like, because if you say yes, you kind of feel guilty because you do know that you're going through something still.
Mm.
But what if you're genuinely happy?
Yeah. Diba? I've seen some videos on that TikTok na made me really think about, like there's one guy who said, yes, but also kind of no. What's that? I forgot the name of that account. So we're on the bridge now to, from Makati papuntang EDSA.
Northbound.
Yeah, there we go. So thank you, Dan, for the email. Thank you for that. Remember, you could email us at thehalohaloshow@gmail.com. We have a few guidance questions left over that we haven't done yet. This one specifically directed to you. This one is from Angela. Rika G, are you still into plants? Are you still a plantita? I guess is the question.
Was I ever?
I remember you had a plant before, right?
I did. Yeah. I mean, I always try. Sometimes I have those bouts of, I want to try to, you know, sustain a life in my condo. It's just that the light and the air and the wind just doesn't permit me. So, voila. It doesn't really, I don't follow through with any of my plantita plans.
Do you think that the way you care for a plant determines how good of a parent you would be?
It could be. I mean,
it's the same concept, right? You have to feed them.
You have to feed them. You have to constantly, like, I mean, like, some people, they even talk to their plants.
Right. People do that?
Yes. And actually, there is some research behind it that, yes, it does affect the plant if you talk to them, because they are alive.
Mm.
If you think about it, you know what I mean?
I feel you. I've never got into
plants. If that's the case, then it will die because all of my plants just die. Oh, there's this one plant that I had in my condo. I just brought it to the coffee counter because I know that in my condo, it's going to die. So I brought it, you know, somewhere nice.
Okay, all right. We have another question here. This one from Tim naman. Tim 20, I know, Tim underscore 22. Tama ba? I can't read it. Medyo malabo yung I cut it off the screenshot eh. But it's asking, what are your thoughts on the 2022 election? Any thoughts on that?
Any thoughts?
Oh, earlier today we saw a billboard of Sara Duterte, bro.
Bro.
What happened, bro?
We thought, well, you know what, TBH? I'm a little scared of our choices at this point. Because if you think about it, anong choices natin? Wala pa naman. Yeah. Diba? Wala pa namang like final list.
Right, right.
But,
okay. I'm firmly on the hashtag let Lenny lead. That's yeah. like what I'm on board with. But the VP candidates, I haven't really looked at yet. Definitely not voting for Duterte for VP, bro. That's just me. I mean, obviously, we don't want to sway your way. Yeah. I'm just my perspective. But if you're, if you're not registered, well, actually, I think Hazel posted it that there is now, in the malls, you can register, derecho?
Register in the malls, in schools, in your own barangay office. Yeah, you just have to check it out, and they made it super easy for you to, you know, register to vote. So yeah.
Yeah, so you really don't have an excuse now. True. I mean, I get it if you're scared of COVID and whatnot.
No, but I believe they have a website that you can fill out the form and all you have to do is to submit it personally. Hmm. Yeah, there.
Cool. Yeah, that's kind of the leftover goddess question that we have. I'm going to scroll through since Rika's driving. The Hala Hala Show Leche Fam Facebook group. Sorry we haven't released a Leche guy in a while, but at least we're doing this now. So we're going to go through a little bit of the backlog here. From D, who posted a screenshot of our, I think actually an audio recording, or a screen record of Mix 65, which was, I don't know when that was released, but the title was Kobe, oh, I guess this was when Kobe Bryant died, maybe? Yeah. Kobe, Scammies, and Xenophobia was the title. And it says, sa caption nga, ang saya ng mix number 65, nakakawala talaga kayo ng stress. Thank you, Rick and JC. Shout out pala sa last na nag-voicemail and ang cute mo po.
Oh! Love in the time of COVID.
ako lang, and then this one from Edmund naman, kakapost nga lang ng YouTube video of Nicki's song Every Summertime from the soundtrack of Shang-Chi.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. By the way, Shang-Chi came out in theaters in the States. So for all the streaming.
Theater only, yun.
For now. Pero okay. It will be streaming the October.
Because I know, I mean, like, I've seen posts. I've seen posts about Shang-Chi and how they're ranting about why it was released only on theaters. Na parang it's also unfair. Now that we have this representation, but I don't know actually
But they're going to release it on demand naman next month.
Eventually, yeah.
I think they want to boost the theater. I mean,
probably.
I mean, what are you gonna do? Like, I don't know. I'm not really against. I mean, it's just wait a month, right?
I don't have anything.
I guess people just are afraid of spoilers.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to avoid spoilers for the next 40 plus days here.
And either way, people are gonna say something about it. If like, let's say it was released only on streaming, people are gonna say, "Oh, that's unfair."
Anyway, he posted the video. Tas ano, ako lang ba or magkahawig minsan si Rika G at si Nicki?
It's the bangs.
The bangs.
I don't have that kind.
This is my first time to actually see Nicki. I've never seen a picture of her.
No.
Not the bangs, I guess.
Sometimes you bangs lang yan. You know, people have been messaging me and saying that I look like AJ Raval. I do not know who AJ Raval. I mean, what she looks like.
AJ Raval. Yeah. Yo, I just heard of that name recently. I see Rico Robles told me about AJ Raval. She's an actress yet that
okay.
has a show.
Baka talaga.
Ito from Neda naman. Neda who says, Hart Lee pala yung apelido ni Special Agent John. I guess because she posted a trailer of The Rock's new movie with Ryan Reynolds called Red Notice. I guess I haven't watched it yet. I guess there's a John, Special Agent John there na. John Hartley name. Pero parang I wanna watch this movie on Netflix. Yung Red Notice, have you seen it? Trailer.
I have not.
The Rock and Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, cool.
They're actually in Hobbs and Shaw together.
Yeah.
So.
Edi ano? Action.
At si Gal Gadot din. Oy, si Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot. So ano siya? Action comedy.
Action comedy. Mm. Feel ko. The Rock. The Rock, man. I like The Rock. Like, I'll watch anything that The Rock's in. But he's the same guy, bro, in every movie, right? Yeah. He's like the witty, kind-hearted guy. The only Rock movie that I've seen, besides Scorpion King when he first started out, where he's not really playing himself, is this movie called Faster. Have you seen that movie?
No.
He's like, he gets out of jail, and then he goes to, like, avenge the death of, I think, his wife or his brother. I forgot. One of those two, right? His wife or his brother died. What's that? A love member. And it's actually very serious in the movie. Like, he doesn't joke. There's no jokes.
Okay.
Walang ano, comedy aspect of the...
I like the Kevin Hart movie.
With him?
Yeah.
Where he's...
like a spy
or
something.
Yeah. It's all right. They play the same one. It's the same character. But yeah, that was an enjoyable movie.
Fun.
Let's see what else. Going back... Rika and JC, have you seen this one yet? Radio host during the commercial. I've seen this. Have you seen this Key and Peele
skit? No, I haven't.
It's the video that Jan posted is a Key and Peele skit about radio hosts during a commercial. Have you seen any Key and Peele skits, though?
Yeah. I like the one where they're like boyfriend and girlfriend or they're dating or something. Yeah. But so that skit, I like that.
I like the Batman one. And I like the yung ano Aaron. Let me in the teacher reading the substitute teacher reading the names. Balake, si Blake Balake.
No, what is the reason behind? No, I feel like there is a legit reason why Aaron is spelled like Aaron. Yeah, I'm sure.
Like, yeah, it feels like I mean, that's like spelling your name.
Reddit that shit.
RRIC. Oh, nga na. Google ko nga. Why does Aaron...
Why is Aaron...
Aaron have two A's? Oh, man, search.
Google search.
In its original Hebrew, Aaron, A-H-A-R-O-N, is pronounced as three syllables. Aharon.
Okay.
It is thought that the Greeks and Romans would pronounce Aaron similarly to the Hebrew.
Aaron.
As the Catholic Latin pronunciation is still defined this way.
If you pronounce it like that, like Aaron.
Aaron. Yeah. Okay. Makes sense, man. From John naman, posted, diba we talked about yung which fictional characters would we want to bang?
Yeah.
Posted, pa-share ng Reddit link ng topic kanina. Gusto ko makita si SpongeBob.
Miss is incredible. Elastigirl.
Yeah. Oh, ito galing kay Harley. Oh. Hey guys, not related to the original post, but may I ask why we're not having Lechika episodes every Wednesday? Oh no, bakit ba? Bakit ba?
Hindi kayo nagsisend. No, just kidding.
There are times when one of us falls asleep.
Yes.
There are times when we are busy.
That is all Rika.
No, it's just our schedules have been a little bit hectic.
Yeah.
But, you know, we wanted to make up for it this time. So here we go. Maybe because there's no fan mail, sabi ni Bev. Maybe there's no fan mail and there's not much happening right now. Which is true, actually.
It's true.
Both are true.
We don't want to, you know, force it, you guys. If you don't have anything to say, it's okay.
Yeah, or they're just having their well-deserved rest.
Well-deserved.
Ito, good... deleted ng post. Ano to? I'm trying to look. From Kath. Ano, normalize calling babies ugly. I'm tired of lying.
Yes, I lie.
And she said, ano, based sa reaction, dami ating guilty. Dami ang guilty.
We shouldn't be.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ano pa? May nagpost na kamukha ko daw yung isang biker na to. Kamote cyclist. Ano may kamote cyclist?
Yeah, I ask there. Look at the comment section.
Okay.
I ask.
Ano din yung comment? What is a kamote cyclist? Okay, according to Paolo, says, cyclist na walang disiplina and nor hindi sumusunod sa traffic rules. That could potentially result to inconvenience. Actually, I had a question about it since you've been biking a lot. Kasi in the States, bikers, not required, but it's like courtesy na mag-hand signal sila.
Yeah.
Do you do that when you turn left and right?
I do. Actually, especially when I'm alone, I've been practicing. Kasi, syempre, you have to let go of the bar. So, before, I used to be super scared of letting go of the bar, but now I'm practicing.
Can you bike with one hand?
Not yet.
Ah, talaga?
Not yet. But not yet. Eh. I don't have the confidence yet. Confidence yet. But getting there. I am giving my hand signal. So that's a start. Because like I said, you have to. Sorry.
No. Bakit? Bakit matawa?
Available yung Sogo Hotel. Wi-Fi.
Saan?
Sa phone mo. Hindi, available lang. Halaga.
Ah, tumabas? Hindi ako nakakonect automatically. Ano ko nga. Scandal.
Hindi, joke
gumagawa
lang.
Gumagawa ng issue hindi. Dito sa headset.
Nag-available lang.
May Sogo dito?
Ay, sa kanan mo.
Ito ba yung Sogo? Bakit my in nakasulat
hindi,
din?
Katabi nga, Sogo. Or nasa taas niya. I know, gag Sogo.
Ano yung my in?
Hindi ko alam.
Parang Sogo? Baka, M-Y-I-N-N?
Paano na lang kami papingin ng info, guys? Kung ano yung my in sa may
Sogo. My in tapos yung logo nila. Kiss na lips. Siya alam na.
It's probably like a legit, you know, establishment.
Masarap siguro din yung pansit canton.
Hindi pa ako nakatikim.
I mean, neither actually. Sabi daw, masarap daw eh.
Pwede naman ata akong order eh.
Grab?
No. I mean, oh.
Search mo sa Grab Sogo?
Hindi. Grab pabili. Papabili ka.
Talaga ba? Interesting. Oh, speaking of, I was talking to Rika about it earlier. Apparently, there's a service offered by, I don't know if Grab or Angkas na, yung parang saliva test, the writers were taught to administer it. That's pretty cool.
It is.
And mas tipid daw compared to going to, I don't know, like a clinic or something. I don't know. I don't know how you feel about that, but I think that's a pretty cool innovative thing
service.
Service that they've offered. So anyway, wait, what were you saying about biking with one hand?
Oh, biking with one hand. Yeah. Still trying, practicing, but I'm not there yet. I do know some people who are like super, I feel like their core strength is so strong that they can balance with one hand and even no hands.
I've always wanted to learn how to bike with no hands, but you need a fixie for that. Because I can bike with one hand. But I always try to do it with no hands. You need a bike that will stay stable. Yeah. Hirap nan. That's hard.
Hirap. Especially here.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, it's just an information problem at this point. Because, you know, Metro Manila is beefing up their bike lanes. So it's just a matter of informing people that on bike lanes, you know, when it's like, apparently, somebody told me that apparently when it's like a green bike lane, it's sharing, which means, you know, people can walk there or there's a tendency that a car will like back up into it, mga ganon. So you have to be ready. And then obviously motorcycles, I think, are not allowed in bike lanes.
Oh, talk about your helmet. I like your helmet. That was the name of the helmet.
Okay. So
dope.
It just, yeah, it's, I know. Okay. So I was looking at this one Aero helmet. Yun yung pangalan niya sa FB Marketplace. It says there, ano nakalagay? Basta parang classic Aero helmet.
A-E-R-O.
Yes.
Parang aerodynamic.
Yes. And then I was looking at it, and I saw one of our customers in 1C. Shout out to James. He was wearing it. He had one. And then I was just asking, is this the one, is this the helmet that you got? Is it the same thing? And then he said, ito na lang bilin mo. 500 lang. So I transferred 500 pesos to his GCash and now I have his helmet.
I've never seen, seen that because Rika showed it to me in a picture. It's my first time, like in my whole life, like my existence, I've never seen a helmet that looks like that. Google it, Aero helmet. It's so
really
interesting.
Cute. Yeah, it's for like, I feel like it's for casual city biking.
Yeah, it's dope, man. Yeah. I've never seen a helmet, because, you know, you're used to the typical bike helmet now. You know what a bike helmet mostly
looks like.
Yeah, right? This looks cool. Para siyang ano, sombrero sa harap.
No, but you know what? I think it's like a big factor when you're biking, obviously, because of your confidence. You want to look good also at the same time. So, I think it matters, you know, what kind of helmet that you, of course, you still need to be protected most of the time.
Yeah.
So, I'm happy that I got it. And like I said, thank you, James. You're a real one.
Yeah. This one from Mix, who says that I've heard a lot about RuPaul's Drag Race on the TMR podcast and Halo Halo, but I never watched it for now. And then apparently he posted a podcast about, what is this? It talks about a murder of one of their members. Not
There's actually like a true crime.
The Club
story.
Kid Killers.
Yeah, there's a true crime story, like a famous story that revolves around the drag community, and actually they talk about it on one of my favorite podcasts, My Favorite Murder. So if you guys want to, and they, I think they also touch on it on Pose, that TV show on Netflix. You guys can...
Kay RuPaul, no?
Not RuPaul. Just the
Drag RuPaul? No, I don't RuPaul know. Has a show, eh.
Yeah, RuPaul's Drag Race.
No. Like, he's a star in a show.
Pose ba yun? No. It's another one. Yeah, I forgot. Okay. AJ and something. AJ and the Drag Queen?
Something like that. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Anywho, okay. Update. There's a line in the MRT. We're in the Guadalupe station now, by the way. There's a line.
And traffic din sa EDSA. I'm
surprised.
That's
traffic sa EDSA. Well, I think it's because it rained. And there's a bunch of construction around, what do you call this? Guadalupe Bridge.
This is my first time out on a weekday at, what time is it now? Like 4 p.m.?
Yeah.
It's a Monday. Oh, I didn't know that. I know there's traffic pala.
I did not. I completely forgot to tell you all about my biking experience last Saturday.
Well, this is your chance. Okay. We are stuck in traffic.
So after we closed the coffee counter, I invited my friend Daniel to just, you know, ride around. So we rode to BGC till Makati. We went around Makati, and then we went to Poblacion. We took the Kalayaan, the new Kalayaan Bridge, which I mean, I've been there before. But going home, we took the new Rockwell Bridge. The one where, basta, it's a new Rockwell Bridge, and then it goes straight to Mandaluyong, and we went under the underpass.
Yeah.
In Mandaluyong. So that was pretty cool. They said that was really dangerous to do. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I didn't know. I was just following my friend. But it was cool. And we ate at Krapao, which is a new Thai place in Poblacion. It's right in front of Arte Tattoo. And it's actually right beside a Japanese restaurant and a Korean restaurant. So if you want to support small businesses, go ahead and check out Krapao.
When I asked for you guys, ano yan Krapao? Kala ko Kropik. Well, okay, sarap ng Kropik.
Oh, masarap naman talaga Kropik. Yeah. So we went there and it was really good. We ordered the fried chicken. The Thai fried chicken and papaya salad. That was really good. Yes. I like ano kasi maasim.
I love papaya salad. Bro.
Maasim yung papaya salad. Sobrang sarap. That one and like their broccoli, stir-fried broccoli. So, cool.
All right. Last I guess, I don't know if we did this before, but from John, who said tawang-tawa daw siya sa August 4 Leche Ka episode about Flat Earther.
What? They might not be good at science.
True. I have a story real quick. So, di ba I posted on Instagram about getting my vaccine, no? So my auntie in Japan messaged me and said, because I have a cousin, hindi ko nasasabihin name niya, but she said, Jace, can you talk to your cousin? Mas bata pa siya. I grew up with him, but he's younger than me. And she said, can you convince him to get the vaccine?
Oh, yeah. Anti-vaxxer?
Oh, wait. Tangi na sabi ko. What? Is Blank, because I'm not going to say his name. Is Blank an anti-vaxxer ba?
Okay.
And she said she doesn't know, but he doesn't want, they gave him, because they live in Japan.
Yeah.
So they got the, I think there's forms that they send to the people in Japan. You have to fill it out. Tapos punta. So his brother and sister are vaccinated in the States naman sila. Or ne, yung sister niya nasa Japan, yung brother nasa States.
Okay.
But they both tried to convince him to get it. Ayaw daw. So she asked me, because I was close to him growing up, can you try to convince him? But I was like, shit, do I even try? Because if he doesn't want to get it, bro, he's an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised.
What is the reason behind it?
I don't know. I asked my auntie, like, what's the reason? Is he scared of needle? But he has a tattoo naman, so it's not bad. I think he's really just against the vaccine.
Damn.
So weird. I was like, what? Because he's a... So, you know, because growing up, right, he was a smart kid.
Yeah.
Very, you know, he loved his family and whatnot. So I was like, oh my God, do I have an anti-vaxxer cousin? which now has framed me. I mean, on the same plane as flat earthers, right? Because they have a way that they think, a certain way of thinking that you cannot change anymore.
Yeah.
So these anti-vaxxers... Like, it's unbelievably selfish, right? For my cousin is being unbelievably selfish right now.
And especially, like, in Japan where it's super easy, probably, to get the vaccine.
Maybe,
right?
But also, I mean, their cases are also pretty high there. But I'm thinking, now I have a new perspective on anti-vaxxers. Because this is my cousin, right? Who I grew up with him.
you know, good. He had a good education, smart guy. But there must be something in an anti-vaxxer's head. Because he's not a bad guy.
No, but what if it's like the people around him?
Maybe. Yun nga. That's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe he's got influenced by other people or whatever.
Yeah, like the environment.
Yeah, and I mean, you see like all these. Have you seen the anti-vaxxer TikTok videos?
I have not seen it.
Dude, I took a deep dive into anti-vax TikTok, bro. There's like a, alam mo yung sa Hunger Games yung ano? As in, that's the sound. That's the sound effect that they do, and it's like they're standing in unison, like, ano, proud and unvaxxed. That's ganun yung mga videos nila. That's they duet that sound, man.
No.
Then they raise their, you know, in the Hunger Games, they raise the two fingers.
So they use the Hunger Games.
Oh, as a manang, they're not gonna take us down.
No.
They're not gonna have us vaccinated.
Not Katniss Everdeen,
bro. So I took a deep
dive. Not our Mockingjay.
So now, you know, because I'm not defending my cousin, right? He needs to get vaccinated, bro.
Yeah.
But now that I'm thinking, now that I've seen, you know, somebody who I know personally, because whenever I think of anti-vaxxers, I think of like, I don't know why. I know it's super. I think of like rednecks, because they're on TikTok and ganon sila. They're like the cowboy. Like, I'm proud. I'm unvaccinated. You're not gonna touch my lip, my free ride. You know.
Right.
So that's how I always envision anti-vax. But now I have someone who I grew up with, right? Mm-hmm. Who I love. I love him. Right? He's my cousin. And he's not. Doesn't want to get the vaccine. So now I have a new
perspective
on anti-vaxxers. Because, you know, before when I think of anti-vaxxers, I'm like, oh, they're all pieces of shit, right? Why aren't they?
Right.
Now I'm saying, oh, wow. Like, you know, you can be an anti-vaxxer and not even know it, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Same with flat earthers, right? Like, there are a lot of people who are normal people. There's just some one thing in their fundamental thinking that I think is crazy. And this is crazy. Oh, la, la. I just want to share
that. Maybe he's on a different side of TikTok.
Possibly. I bet his For You page is, you know, filled with, you know.
Maybe he started out with, I'm a little curious, and now he believes it.
So the power, right, of social media. Who knows?
That's crazy.
So anyway, I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's a lost cause. Should I still reach out to him?
I feel like. I mean, do your part.
Because I was his, like, I was his big kuya growing up, right? He always respected my...
Maybe you're the key.
Possibly.
You know, you're...
But I don't know what I would say, bro. Like, I don't want to throw his mom under the bus, too. Like, parang nagsumbong nanay mo sa akin na hindi ka nag...
Casually.
How do I casually insert that? Hey, bro, you watch that new movie?
Hindi,
oh, you vaccinated?
I'm vaccinated fully here in the Philippines. You know what I mean?
I don't know. There's no smooth way to get that into the conversation. Anyway, I don't know. I hope he changes his mind, bro.
Hopefully.
But well, I just it was something that I never expected from him, of all people. Right? He's a smart guy, man.
Yeah.
You know, he's college educated and like he got his education and whatever. Like, and he works in the HRM industry.
Don't they require that?
That's why I was wondering, ba wala bang ano requirement? Baka wala sa Japan, I don't know. Well, actually, I don't know. Dito din may requirement.
So.
Yeah, kasi for us, wala naman tayong ano, we didn't all have to take a test.
True.
Right? So maybe. Anyway, that's the... Where are we now? Boni?
Pioneer.
Pioneer. Oh, Boni. We are passing the mall. I guess that's it. That's the lechica for today. We were inspired to record A because we have time, but also someone sent us a leche fan mail.
Yay!
So, you know, for the people who are asking how come there's no lechica, maybe because we're not getting a fan mail. And really, there isn't much to talk about if we don't get a fan mail. I haven't been posting the prompts for Gaza question. but we'll try to be more consistent. But in the meantime, at least we're releasing every week.
Yes.
The TTs have been slim. So, here's a great thing. If there's, because sometimes we don't post yung mga prompts to ask for TTs. If there's a TT that you think would be worth talking about, post it on the Halala Show Leche Fam on Facebook. That would help, right?
Yes.
Because sometimes Rika and I were looking online, like, what can we talk about?
And
like,
sometimes we forget also.
Yeah, throughout the week, right? I mean, we talked about ABBA, bro. That was the trending topic of the week, ABBA releasing music after 40 years. Dude.
ABBA is great. We might have Leche fans who are also ABBAngers.
Anyway, that's the episode for today. And hopefully we'll release another Lechica next week. But if not, I mean, Mix 35 is out. And go give us a follow on all our social media. And go to 1C Coffee. And that's it. Extra song. I love the show.
Bye.
Later.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.